Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. April 23rd, the year 303. The Crusaders from the 1300s told the story of St. George. George used his magic sword to kill a dragon, just in the nick of time to save the king's daughter from being sacrificed to the fire-breathing beast. As the story goes, it was only through his deep faith that George was able to accomplish this deed. Because of his strong and open belief in Christianity, he was arrested, tortured, and put to death on this day in 303 AD. He was so revered by the Crusaders that George was named Patron Saint of England in 1350 AD. For many years, English soldiers wore the Red Cross of St. George on a white background as a badge, and to this day, it remains a part of the British Union flag. The martyred hero is still honored throughout England on this day, St. George Feast Day. On April 23rd, 1772... Claude Joseph Roger de Lisle wrote one of the world's most familiar and beautiful national anthems. La Marseillaise is still proudly sung by the French citizenry today. April 23rd, 1900. The word hillbilly was first used in print in an article in the New York Journal. The story said that a hillbilly was a free and untrammeled white citizen of Alabama who lives in the hills. The article continued that he has no means to speak of, dresses as he can, talks as he pleases, drinks whiskey when he gets it, and fires off his revolver as the fancy takes him.
Holy Shazam!
On April 23rd, 1954... Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves hit the first of his 755 Major League home runs. On April 23rd, 1985,
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
The Coca-Cola Company of Atlanta, Georgia, made a showy, glitzy announcement that it was changing its 99-year-old secret formula. New Coke was called the most significant soft drink development in the company's history. Yeah, well, so much for history. Fans of the original Coke were instrumental in bringing classic Coke back. The way they did it was, actually, quite ingenious. They didn't buy the new Coke, and it turned out to be one of the biggest corporate flops ever. The number one record on this date in 1973 was Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree by Tony Orlando and Dawn. And that's Rewind for April 23rd, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.